All right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving deep, really deep, into Freida McFadden's The Housemaid. This psychological thriller, I mean, wow, talk about buzz.
It's been everywhere.
And you guys, the listeners, you sent in some incredible articles and reviews.
Some great stuff.
Yeah. The Daily Book Reviews piece, that one really stood out to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be exploring a housemaid with a super mysterious past.
Okay.
And then this family looks perfect on the outside, but
of course, there's got to be something.
Dark secrets, twists. We're going to be on the edge of our seats the whole time.
Sounds like a classic McFadden setup.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And to guide us through all the psychological suspense, let's be real, the social commentary woven into this thing.
Oh, yeah.
We have our expert with us. So excited to hear your take on all this.
Happy to be here, ready to unpack it all.
Perfect. Let's start with Millie, our housemaid. She's not your average, everyday housemaid, right?
Nope, not at all.
I mean, right off the bat, we find out she's an ex-convict.
Talk about a curveball.
Throws her motives into question immediately.
Definitely raises some eyebrows. What do you think McFadden was going for there?
Well, you know, one of the articles you sent called Millie Smart Thinking in Tough Times.
I like that.
Yeah. And you see flashes of it, right? Her intelligence, her resilience, especially dealing with the Winchester family and all their drama.
Because there's a lot of that.
Wrong. Oh, tons. But then in the back of your mind, there's always that question.
About her past.
Exactly. Is this a fresh start for her? Or is there something
a little more calculated?
Exactly.
I love that McFadden makes you question everything.
It's so good. Okay, so let's talk about the family she works for, the Winchesters.
Okay, the Winchesters.
From the outside, perfect, right? Wealthy, beautiful home, perfect life.
Okay, the Winchesters.
But the Daily Book Reviews piece said it best. It's all shiny walls hiding a way darker reality.
Classic facade. Gotta love it. So what cracks start to show?
Well, Nina, the wife, she's got some serious mental instability going on.
Oh, that's never good.
In the past, she tried to drown herself and her daughter.
Whoa, okay.
That's
intense.
Super intense. And early on, too, sets the tone for the whole book.
Definitely foreshadowing some dark stuff to come.
Big time. And then there's Andrew, the husband. Seems like he's holding it all together, right? Mr. Put Together.
Sure.
But guess what?
What?
He's got Nina locked in the attic.
Wait, what? Locked in the attic?
Yep. The book even says, some secrets are best kept behind locked doors.
Chills. Literal chill.
Chilling is right. It hints at this whole level of control, maybe even abuse, happening in the family.
Yeah, that's messed up. Makes you wonder what else Andrew's hiding.
Right. And speaking of secrets and twists.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this book is packed with them.
I was going to say, McFadden does love her twists.
Oh, she's the queen.
Yeah.
One article called her narrative compelling and the suspense intense. Did you feel that?
Absolutely. McFadden's a pro at pacing. She uses these short chapters and the way she reveals information.
Little by little.
Yeah. Keeps you on the edge of your seat, always wanting more.
You can't put it down.
Yeah.
So did you find yourself racing through it? I know I was.
Oh, 100%. Each chapter ends with something that makes you need to know what happens next.
And then the stats, right? 75 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Over 3.6 million copies sold.
Wow.
Translated into like 40 languages. It's a phenomenon.
Totally. It's a testament to McFadden's talent as a storyteller, for sure.
Absolutely. And what's even more interesting to me is that The Housemaid isn't just a surface-level thriller.
No, there's depth there.
So much depth. It tackles class divides, social commentary, all that.
Definitely elevates it beyond your typical thriller.
Totally. So it's not just about the suspense. It's about the power dynamics, right?
Yeah.
Between employers and employees, especially in this domestic setting.
Exactly. And that setting, the wealthy household, it's the perfect backdrop to explore these themes.
One of the articles even said, in every corner of this house, inequality whispers its silent narrative.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. It captures how subtle but pervasive that class division is throughout the whole story.
It's like a character in itself, the inequality.
Totally. And Millie, being the housemaid, she experiences it all firsthand.
Yeah, she's not just a witness to the Winchester secrets. She's living the reality of that inequality every single day.
Exactly. So while we're trying to solve the mystery and figure out what's going on, we're also forced to confront these uncomfortable truths, right?
About power, about privilege, and the struggles of the people who are literally working behind the scenes to maintain the lifestyles of the wealthy.
It's like a double whammy. You're entertained, but you're also challenged.
Exactly. That's what good storytelling does, right?
Easy think.
Makes you feel.
And keeps you on the edge of your seat.
All at the same time.
That's Freida McFadden for you.
Master of the craft.
All right, so we're back, and we're going even deeper into The Housemaid. We've talked about the characters, the suspense, all those intense feelings the book throws at you. But I want to go back to that house, the setting.
Yeah, the house.
One article called it a character in itself, like the Winchester Mansion is playing a role in all this.
Totally. It's more than just a backdrop. It's practically a reflection of all those secrets, the power dynamics, even the psychological tension you were talking about.
The Daily Book Reviews even broke it down, how different parts of the house represent different social levels. The servants' quarters, cramped and basic. The Winchesters up in their luxury.
Oh, yeah. A stark visual, right. The class divide. You can see it in the floor plan.
Exactly. It's a constant reminder of who's got the power. Millie's movements, her privacy, it's all limited. Almost like the house itself is putting up those boundaries.
Like those unspoken societal rules are built into the architecture.
And that quote, "In every corner of this house, inequality whispers its silent narrative." Even more chilling when you think about it that way.
For sure. Makes you wonder, is Millie really seeking redemption, or is she just trying to survive in a system designed to keep her down?
That's a great point. It's not just a simple story of a housemaid with a past. It's way more complex than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Layers upon layers.
Okay, let's talk about McFadden style for a sec. The articles raved about those quick chapter changes and how she reveals info just bits and pieces at a time.
She's really strategic about it.
Like a trail of breadcrumbs, pulling you deeper and deeper into the mystery. And it totally works. I was hooked.
Oh, yeah. That constant unease. You always want to know what's next. You said you were racing through the book, right?
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
So many times I thought I had it figured out. Then bam, a plot twist, and I'm back to square one.
It's like she's playing with you, messing with your expectations.
She's good at it, too. The source material even mentioned McSadden's storytelling. It doesn't follow the rules. Each chapter, it just adds more to the mystery.
It's true. It's like solving a puzzle, but the pieces keep changing shape.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, but beyond the tricks and the twists, what about the impact of the story? The readers loved it, 5-star reviews, comments about how the book keeps you guessing until the very last page.
It seems like McFadden really struck a chord with this one. It's a thriller, yes, but it goes beyond that. Those themes of class, power, the secrets people keep, those are universal.
Totally. It's like she's holding up a mirror, making us look at those uncomfortable truths about ourselves, about the world.
Mm.
Did any of those themes stand out to you?
Definitely the class and power stuff really makes you think about how, even when we talk about equality, those invisible barriers, those expectations, they're still there.
And they affect people's lives in such huge ways. It's not just an abstract concept, it's real.
And it's happening all around us.
Okay, the source material also mentioned this isn't just a one-off book, it's part of a series.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
The Housemaid Secret, The Housemaid is Watching, those are the sequels. And they're doing just as well.
I love a good series. When an author creates a world you want to revisit, what do you think makes a series work?
Characters you really connect with, you want to see what happens to them. And McFadden, she expands on the stories from the first book, adds new twists, keeps you invested.
You got to have that world building too, right? That sense of familiarity, but also knowing things have changed, move forward.
Totally. And with the Winchester Mansion, the whole community, she creates that. It's
yeah.
both familiar and creepy, like there's always something hidden just below the surface.
And there's even that short story, right? The Housemaid's Wedding. It bridges the gap between the sequels.
A little bonus content for the fans.
Exactly. It shows McFadden's thinking ahead, building this whole world. And that makes you want to stick around, see what she comes up with next. Did you find yourself wanting to read those sequels?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She creates this whole mystery box, and you just want to unlock every layer of it. And the source even mentioned she might write more. Maybe focusing on Ada.
That's interesting.
So many possibilities. The source material also talked about the critical reception, rave reviews, praise for McFadden style, awards, bestseller lists, even a movie adaptation in the works.
Really?
With Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried.
Wow, that's huge.
Talk about hitting the big time. But beyond all the hype, the awards, what do you think sets The Housemaid apart?
For me, it's the way it sparks conversation, makes you question things. Like you said, those uncomfortable truths about class, power, the struggles people face in these service jobs. We don't always think about that.
It makes you look at the world differently.
Reminds you that everyone has a story, even the people you might not think twice about. Someone like a housemaid, she could have a whole hidden past, a whole inner life we know nothing about.
It's a story that sticks with you.
Definitely makes you think.
Okay, before we jump into the next part, I want to talk about those emotions again. Thrillers. They're not just about the suspense, right?
They get you in the feels, for sure.
The source even said, the housemaid, it's not just thrills and chills. Mm-hmm. It's about surviving, about resilience, finding hope when things are super dark.
I can see that.
Millie, she's fighting all these external threats, but also her own inner demons. Trauma, healing, self-discovery, it's all there.
A lot of readers can connect to that, whether they've gone through something similar or just faced tough times.
And McFadden doesn't shy away from those raw emotions. The pain, the fear, but also the strength that can come out of it.
It shows you, even in the darkest moments, there's still that possibility of hope. Even when someone's broken, they can heal, rebuild their life. Did you find Millie's story emotionally resonant?
Oh, yeah. You feel for her, her pain, her fear, how determined she is. She becomes more than just a character.
You know? I know what you mean.
Like a symbol of resilience, of hope.
Okay, but the source material also mentioned some criticism. Some readers felt like the portrayal of mental illness wasn't handled well.
Yeah, that's an important point. It's easy to get caught up in the suspense, but we have to be aware of how those portrayals can affect people.
It's a good reminder that words have power, even in fiction. We got to use them carefully.
Moving on, I want to talk about the setting. I think it's so crucial to the book's power.
Oh, definitely. The setting, it's not just background noise. It can add so much to a story.
And in The Housemaid, the Winchester Mansion, it's practically another character.
Like we were saying before, the source material even pointed out how different spaces represent different social levels. Those cramped servants' quarters versus the Winchester's fancy rooms.
Yeah, the visual representation of that power dynamic.
It makes you realize how much the environment can affect someone, how constantly being reminded of your place can shape how you see yourself.
And all those hidden rooms, the locked doors, the whispers of the past.
Ooh, spooky.
It adds to that feeling of unease, like something's about to happen.
You never know what's lurking around the corner.
Okay, before we get to our final thoughts, there's one more thing I wanted to mention about McFadden's writing. It's how she uses point of view.
Point of view? How so?
So, most of the story is from Millie's perspective. But then sometimes, she'll switch to other characters, give you a glimpse of what they're thinking.
Sneaky.
Right. Creates this ambiguity, you're never quite sure who to believe.
It keeps you on your toes.
The source material even said, it's like solving a puzzle, but some of the pieces are missing. Or maybe they're there to trick you.
That's a great way to put it.
She's playing with you the whole time, making you second guess everything.
And it works. It's so effective.
Okay, one last thing I want to touch on before we wrap up. Those themes of social class and power, how McFadden really digs into them.
Yeah, she doesn't shy away from the tough stuff.
Having the story in a rich household, it lets her show that contrast, the lives of the privileged versus those who serve them.
And Millie, she's our window into that world. We see how she's treated, those expectations, the lines she can't cross.
The source material even mentioned those symbolic meanings, right? The servants' quarters representing limited choices, the fancy rooms, all about privilege.
Makes you think about those invisible barriers we were talking about, how they can create so much inequality.
It's what makes The Housemaid more than just a thriller. It's a commentary on society, makes you question things.
Definitely makes you think about your own role in all of it.
All right, one last thing before we wrap up our deep dive. Something that really stood out to me was the symbolism McFadden uses.
Oh, symbolism. I love that stuff.
The source material mentioned the house itself as a symbol, right? All those hidden secrets, the lies that are buried deep.
A place of darkness, but also kind of seductive, right?
Exactly. And the characters, they have their own symbols too, connected to their inner struggles, their motivations.
Like Millie being invisible. It reflects her role as a housemaid, how people overlook her.
And Nina, always connected to water, symbolizing that emotional instability, that dark moment in her past.
It adds a whole other layer to the story. It makes you think on a deeper level.
So well done.
Okay, before we finish up, we got to talk about Freda McFadden herself.
What a success story.
From self-publishing to global fame, it's amazing.
Truly inspirational.
The source material said she sold over 6 million books, translated into 40 languages, won awards like the International Thriller Writers Award, Goodreads Choice Award. Wow. Talk about making it big. It proves that hard work and talent, and of course, a good story, they can get you there.
And the publishing world's always changing, new opportunities popping up.
It gives hope to aspiring writers, for sure.
All right, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question, something to ponder.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
How do you think Millie's past, being an ex-convict, shapes how she sees everything happening at the Winchester House?
Ooh, that's a good one. It makes you think about how our own experiences, our own biases, they color how we see the world.
Exactly. And that's what makes The Housemaid so powerful. It stays with you, makes you think, question things, even after you've finished reading.
A story that keeps on giving.
And on that note, we wrap up our deep dive into The Housemaid. Thanks for joining us on this journey into Freida McFadden's twisted world.
It's been fun unpacking all this with you.
To our listeners, we encourage you to pick up the book, dive into the Winchester's world, try to solve those mysteries alongside Millie. It's an experience you won't forget.
And as you're reading, remember, question everything, trust no one, and most importantly, have fun.
Until next time, happy reading. All right, we're back, wrapping up our deep dive into The Housemaid. You know, something that really stood out, those psychological boundaries, especially in that domestic setting.
It's fascinating, right? Millie, she's smart, capable, but the Winchesters, they constantly remind her where she stands. Her space is limited, no privacy, like this pressure to fit into their world, but on their terms.
Exactly. And visually, it's there too, right? The article talked about how the physical spaces in the house, they reinforce those divisions.
Yeah, the servants' quarters, bare bones, compared to those lavish rooms the Winchesters have. It's like a constant reminder of this is where you belong.
Makes you think, how does that affect someone's self-worth? Always seeing those reminders. And that line, in every corner of this house, inequality whispers its silent narrative. It hits different when you think about it that way.
For sure. Makes you wonder, is Millie really trying to change her life, or is she just playing the game to survive?
Such a good point. Okay, switching gears a bit. The source material also loved McFadden's style. Those short chapters, the way she reveals information, it's like a thriller movie, perfectly paced.
She knows how to build tension, hold back just enough to keep you hooked. There's even a quote from McFadden in the source material. The real magic of a story isn't what's said, it's what's left unsaid.
So true. She makes you work for it, figure things out alongside Millie, and just when you think you've got it, bam, a twist comes out of nowhere.
The source material even said, McFadden, she breaks the rules of thrillers, takes you in directions you don't expect.
Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
So about that ending, how'd you feel about it? Did it feel satisfying?
For me, it was perfect. Wrapped everything up, but also made you think. Not that typical happy ending tied up with a bow. It leaves you with questions, which is what a good story should do,
Totally
right?
agree. It sticks with you. Speaking of which, the reader response to The Housemaid, phenomenal. Those glowing reviews, translations, people around the world connecting with it.
It's those universal themes, I think. Class, power, resilience. Those are things everyone can relate to, no matter where you're from.
It's more than just a thriller. It's got those layers.
Exactly. Makes you think, makes you question things.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the most important thing our listeners should take away from all this?
I think it's this. Everyone's got a story, even the people we tend to overlook. The housemaid. It's a reminder to look deeper, question what you think you know, and be ready for the unexpected.
So well said. To our listeners, pick up The Housemaid, experience the Winchester's world for yourselves, try to solve those puzzles with Millie. You won't regret it.
And remember, question everything, don't trust anyone, and most importantly, enjoy the ride.
Happy reading, everyone.